Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the second reading today. Hear the following words again. 1 Corinthians 8. When you sin against your brothers in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause him to fall. This is the text. My dear brother and sister, as you know, we have been freed by Christ's sacrifice on the cross from sin and death and everything else. And every time we come together to celebrate the good news, we are instructed further in the Christian faith, and our faith becomes very strong. And in that confidence, we sometimes can overlook the needs of the weaker Christians. I explain. In Corinth, that was the case. You know, in Corinth, Corinth was a very pagan nation with many gods, many altars, and people would sacrifice food and all kinds of offerings to these gods. And then the strong Christians would see a morsel of sausage or of bread or of a nice steak, and they would help themselves with that stuff that was given to the pagan gods. And the weaker Christians would say, you are participating in their worship. If that is what the Christian faith is about, I'm leaving. And they were causing weak Christians to take offense at their abuse of the freedom to which they were called in Christ. They misused their faith. And the Apostle Paul says to them, mind the weak. Well, it's interesting that this text was chosen in October of last year, before I even knew that we were celebrating our Lutheran Education Week today. It is not a coincidence. I've grown to appreciate the work of the Holy Spirit. It is perfect, always immaculate. And so today he wants us to mind the weak. I think of all the species in the world, the humankind are the weakest of all when we are born. A little fawn is born and within minutes it's running laps around the mother deer. A little calf is born to a whale, and it comes out of the womb, and it swims, and it catches some fish already. But humans are quite dependent when they are born. They need to be fed. They need to be cleaned. They need to be hugged and loved and coached along life for a long way. We know about the boomerang generation that comes back after college, and that is 30 years, and they are still dependent on the parents. So the weakest among the weak are the little ones. Today we focus on minding the weak. And the best way of minding the weak is to show them the way in which they should go and be successful and happy and spiritually alive in life. To train up a child in the way he should go, said Solomon, is the way to go. They will not depart from their way, even when they are old. What we learn as children sticks. Someone wrote that what they needed to know for life, they learned in the first 3 years of life. How to keep their hands to themselves, not touch what belongs to somebody else, say, please and thank you, and I am sorry. Those things are important. And when you put in the mix the Lord Jesus as the Savior that forgives sins and grants eternal life and promises to take us to heaven, well, you cannot go wrong then. That is the responsibility of the parents. I am embattled with a parent that insists that the child should not be baptized. The child is five, and the parent's idea is that let them decide what they want to be when they come of age. the parent claims to be a Christian, but the Christian manual called the Bible tells us to bring the little children to Christ and do not impede them, because to them belongs the kingdom of God. Baptism is the gift of God to the child, to every child. It is a gift that God gives to everyone whom He created in their mother's womb. Nobody should withhold it. Children can be benefited by things that they do not understand. Children, for example, could benefit from a bank account that was opened by their rich aunt in Switzerland on the day that they were born. And when they are 18, they can withdraw from it. And I benefited by something they did not understand then. Or another analogy would be a garden. You don't want to bias the garden and tell the garden what to grow or what to produce. So you just till it, and you fertilize it, and you water it. And in the summer, you go to look for your strawberries. You won't find any. You'll find thistles and thorns and weeds of all kinds. But the cucumbers and the strawberries and the raspberries will be absent. Children need to be trained by their parents. It's a divine duty that the parents have to teach their children. In holy baptism, many things happen. Like that garden that just produces bad things, in holy baptism, that is washed, the bad is washed out from us. The original sin is annihilated in half. Only what remains is our present corruption. And that corruption is brought under control by the Holy Spirit that is given at baptism. So the best thing a parent can do for a child is to give him baptism. In holy baptism, the Holy Spirit takes command of our lives, and He guides us in all things that are good for us, that are holy. In early childhood, it is critical that we teach the ways of God to our children. And God has assembled a wonderful team of teachers and helpers downstairs, led by that young lady, Jennifer Lyons, in bringing them along the ways of God. You saw them singing today, and you'll see a lot more of them in the days and years to come. We thank the Lord for adding the gift, for endowing our congregation with the gift of the Early Childhood Center. Also for all of the Christian education that happens in our midst throughout the week, throughout the year. Children learn how to apply Christian values immediately to their lives, in their relationships, in the classroom and in the playground and in the dining hall. And as they move around this building, visiting different people, making quilts or working on crafts or working in the kitchen, they are a joy to have among us. And we thank the Lord for leading the parents to bring the little ones to us. The church is here to help you, parents, in bringing up your children, in minding the weak, Apostle Paul style. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.